Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. There's a lot of things I could say about this song. I suppose any full-blooded man of my age, you know, American guitarist, would have to include something by Hendrix. And, you know, Hendrix was, you know, as much as he was known for his, you know, burning of the guitar and playing with his teeth and things, he had a very gentle and passionate side with beautiful songs like Angel. And there's a deeply spiritual element to his songs, and nothing captures it probably better than Little Wing. Plus, it's super fun to jam on with the type of chords that it uses. Like, it's in one key, and then it stays pretty much in that key, but there's some movement. So again, there's a harmony element to it. But in particular, you know, what I love about this tune is, like, it's a live version that I included, is, you know, Kendrick doesn't really play chords. This is also a lost art. You know, I talk about in my guitar lessons, some students are doing chord embellishments. Like, what do you do, like, if you're a singer-songwriter and you're strumming chords and singing, and then there's an instrumental break, you know, what do? You don't want to just keep strumming the same chords because it sounds boring. You want to be able to embellish those. Well, Hendrix sort of never played chords. He never sort of strummed chords. He was always embellishing every chord, and he was improvising those embellishments. So the way he comps or accompanies himself is brilliant. And he was influenced by Delta blues players who would sort of embellish in between the vocals, and he does it while playing chords as well. Like, it's hard to explain. Like, listen to this passage. Like, right when he comes in with the voice, there are little fills. All right, so listen to the way he comes in between the voice.
Well, she's walking through the clouds, the circus man that's running wild.
Like, that's just brilliant, you know, a brilliant comping, soloing hybrid, if you will. And, of course, his solos are amazing, and they're very expressive. But also what I really like about this is the cadenza. Cadenza means like the last usually improvised sort of solo thing that in classical music maybe a violinist would do before the actual finale of the song. But listen to this cadenza at the end. Beautiful chord at the end, you know. You gotta love. You gotta hand it to them. First, they give a seventh chord. They hit a weird chord right before the cadenza, like right here. Like, here it comes. Like a major, like a seven, meaning if it's in E, then it's D sharp, and it's a major chord. So it's like leaving you hanging, and then it makes the soul-searching cadenza even more compelling, you know, and then that beautiful chord at the end, you just gotta love it. All right, so enjoy Little Wing, this version. It's from, by the way, if you're curious, there are a lot of different versions of Little Wing, and it's actually been covered by many, many artists, including Sting, Eric Clapton, Steve Ray Vaughan, Jeff Beck, etc. But this one is live at the Royal Albert Hall. It says February 24th, 1969.